Today from the Ohio Newsroom, honoring a long-forgotten Black cemetery.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from the Ohio Education Association, representing dedicated professionals who work to continuously improve Ohio's public schools every day. You can stand with the Ohio Education Association, educators, and parents to ensure students have the tools to succeed, because public education matters. More at ohea.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Erin Gottsacker. Ohio was an important part of the Underground Railroad, a stop on the passageway to freedom in the early 19th century. For many Black people, the state wasn't just a part of the journey, it was their destination. They built homes, farmed land, raised families. But in Northwest Ohio, few reminders of their legacy remain. A local library wants to change that. The Ohio Newsroom's Kendall Crawford reports.
On the surface, there is nothing special about this dirt field just outside of Defiance. It sits off a country back road, empty and unmoving, like any other soybean field awaiting planting. But Sarah Marshall, an employee at the local library, knows better.
It's probably a football field length back from where we're standing now. You can kind of see a rise in the field there.
It's a resting place. The cemetery was owned by Archibald Worthington, a former slave who moved from Virginia to Ohio in the mid-1800s. As a free man, he acquired wealth, land, apprentices, and created a designated burial place for Black people in Defiance County.
Because at that time, they couldn't be buried anywhere else. So this was an important thing for that community that lived out there.
From the road, it's impossible to tell that history from the cracked dirt and remnants of roots. The stone markers that celebrated their lives are long gone, moved by the farmers that followed. Marshall wants to preserve their stories, so she sorted through census reports, she consulted local historians and archaeology students, she even brought a canine unit onto the site to confirm the cemetery's location. Case Western professor of African American history, Noelle Voltz, says this is likely just one of many African-American cemeteries across rural Ohio that has been lost.
We're talking about hundreds of Black people. They're buried somewhere, but many of them will have been destroyed, unfortunately.
By the 1860s, Ohio had thousands of Black settlers, many former slaves like Worthington, migrating from southern states to seek a better life. They traveled together, building their own communities.
We talk about Black Cleveland or Black Cincinnati, but it's actually rural life that very much defines Black life in the Midwest and in the Great Lakes region.
Today, Defiance County is nearly 95% white. Volt says that's not a coincidence. Discrimination and violence drove Black people from their homes. And she speculates it could be part of the reason that Worthington ultimately left his home in Ohio behind.
They're oftentimes called like the vanishing Black communities of Northwest Ohio. By the 1870s, many of the Black folks that are living there are going to be pushed out.
Still, they played an important part in shaping Northwest Ohio.
It's incredible that there was a Black cemetery. You know, it's sad that it was desecrated, but the fact that it did exist at one time, you know, it is a sense of pride.
Victoria Gray is a descendant of Worthington. After Marshall, the librarian, reached out to her, she was inspired to trace her ancestry and learn more about her family's past. She wants to ensure the younger generation knows their roots. An official historical marker with Worthington's story that Marshall helped commission will help with that. Gray lives in Florida, but she plans to come to Northwest Ohio for the first time for the dedication of that marker, on the edge of the field where her great-great-grandfather made Ohio history. She wants to host a family reunion there. It will be a celebration of her ancestors' lives that she says is long overdue. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Kendall Crawford in Highland Township.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.